This song is called Young Lochinvar. I learned this from a school book when I was a little boy going to school. This book had many songs and poems in it, and that's where I learned it. A young Lochinvar came out of the west. Through all the wide border his steed was the best. He stayed not for breaking, he stopped not for stone. He swam the Esk River, wherefore there was none. And ere he alighted at Netherby Gate, the bride was to be wedded, and the gallant came late. For a laggard in love and a destart in war was to wed the fair Ellen, the brave Lochinvar. So boldly he entered the Netherby Hall, among bride maiden kinsmen and brothers and all. Up spake the bride's father, his hand on his sword, for the poor craven bridegroom said never a word. Oh, come ye in peace here, or come ye in war, or dance at our bridal, young Lord Lochinvar. I long wooed your daughter, my suit you denied. Love swells like a soul wave, but ebbs like a tide. So now I have come with this lost love of mine to lead but one measure, drink one cup of wine. She looked down to blushin', she looked up to sigh, with a smile on her lips and a tear in her eye. She kissed of the goblet, the knight took it up. He quaffed of the wine and he threw down the cup. And he took her soft hand there, her mother could bar. Now tread we a measure, quoth young Lochinvar. While her mother did fret and her father did fume, the bridegroom stood dangling his bonnet and plume. One word to her ear, and her touch to one touch to her hand and one word to her ear. And through the hall door and the charger stood near. Then the fair lady to the croup he flung, so lightly to the saddle before her he sprung. She is one we are gone over bank, bush, and scar. They'll have fleet steeds that follow, quoth young Lochinvar. I messed up a little bit there one place there. This song is called Sidney Allen. Come all you people if you want to hear of Sidney Allen, the cruel mountaineer. Sidney Allen was a bill of stain at the Guilford courthouse where he won his fame. The court called a jury at 9:30. Sidney Allen was a prisoner, so he was on time. He mounted to the bar with a gun in his hand, and he sent Judge Matthews to the promised land. With a 38 special and a 38 ball, he backed the poor sheriff up against the wall. The sheriff saw himself in a mighty bad place, with Sidney staring him right in the face. He hopped to the window and he said, few more moments and we'll all be dead. Sidney mounted to his horse and away he did ride. Many of his friends, they were riding by his side. They all shook hands and swore they'd hang, for they'd give up to the Balsam gang. Sidney Allen traveled and he traveled all around. At last he was captured in a western town. He was taken to the station with a ball and chain, and there he was put on an eastbound train. He arrived at his home about 11:41. Met his wife and daughter and his two little sons. They all shook hands and knelt down to pray, oh Lord, don't take our papa away. Then the people gathered from far and near. Here Sidney Allen sentenced to the electric chair. The court called the jury and the old judge said, he's bound for the penitentiary instead. Either call the jury or else reach the verdict. Either one of them, I think. I've heard it both ways.
And tell them there we are.
I learned this song from a schoolmate that went to school with me when I was a little boy. I heard him sing it, and I just memorized it. This song is called The Ballad of John Silver. I don't know all this song. I learned it from a school book. And I think the first part of it, I almost forget how the first part of it sounded. But they robbed a merchantman, these pirates, and sank their ships. And that's what it's about. We had a long brass gun amidship, like a well-conducted ship. We had each a brace of pistols and a cutlass at the hip. Then the dead men fell to scuppers, and the wounded filled the chains. The paintwork all was spattered, dashed with other people's brains. Then, having washed the blood away, we'd little else to do than to dance a quiet hornpipe like the old salts taught us to. Ah, the fiddle and the foscle and the slapping naked souls, and the genial down the middle, Jake and curtsy when she rolls, with the silver seas around us and the pale moon overhead, the lookout not a-looking and his pipe bowl growing red. She was boarded, she was looted, she was scuttled till she sank, and the pale survivors left us by the middle of the plank. See. The fiddle and the foscle and the slapping naked souls, and the genial down the middle, Jake and curtsy when she rolls, with the silver seas around us and the pale moon overhead, but look out not a looking and his pipe bowl growing red. Love, I don't know. Ready? I learned this song from my grandfather. It's called The Girl That Wore the Waterfall. Come all young men that's been in love and sympathize with me. I'll tell you of the prettiest girl that ever I did see. Her age it was just 17, her figure fair and tall. She was a handsome creature and she wore a waterfall. The first place that I saw her, I never shall forget. I went into a dry goods store some handkerchiefs to get. She was in behind the counter, and a glance on me did fall. I never saw a fairer face, nor such a waterfall. It was at a picnic party I saw her after that. I quickly introduced myself, we had a pleasant chat. There were many other ladies at the party, but none of them at all could laugh and sing just like the girl that wore the waterfall. I saw her home that night, and I swore we'd never part. And when she asked me to come in, I found she'd won my heart. We hadn't spoke but few words when I heard footsteps in the hall. All sorts of colors changed the girl that wore the waterfall. In stepped a great big fella, he was 6.5 feet tall. This is my husband, said the girl that wore the waterfall. I had no time to say a word till this fellow at me flew. And while the maiden held me down, he beat me black and blue. I rambled up, I rambled down, lost money, watch, chain, and all. And since I never went near a girl that wore a waterfall. This song is called The Old Brown Coat. I learned this from my wife. I lived upon my father's farm till I was 21. Then I took a farm of my own and a man's life begun. I fell in love with Mary Gray, whose father owned a store. There never was a girl beloved so tenderly before. But Mary Gray was very proud and haughty as could be. She oft-times said she would not wed my old brown coat and me. I did not wait to plead the cause, for pleading was in vain. I bid adieu to Mary Gray, saw not her face again. Oh, Mary Gray was very proud and haughty as could be. She was wedded to a lawyer's son, whose name was Joe DeLee. He wore a coat all shiny black and looked so very grand that Mary fancied he would make a noble and true man. But Mary's husband, he became a pirate on the sea. She oft-times said she wished she'd wed my old brown coat and me. Remember that an old brown coat, though not so very grand, can cover up as warm a heart as any in the land. Now, girls, when you are called to choose a bank that bends the knee, think of this song of Mary Gray, my old brown coat and me.
Old brown coat.
This song is called The Boston Burglar. I learned this song from my mother many years ago. I was born in Boston City, the place you all know well. Brought up by honest people, the truth to you I'll tell. Brought up by honest people, brought up most tenderly, till I became a rover at the age of 23. It was on one cold November, one cold and dismal day, as I went through Boston City, I heard those people say, "There goes a Boston burglar, in iron he is bound down. For some bad crime or other, he's gone to Charleston town." You ought to seen my father a-pleading at the bar. Likewise, my aged mother came tearing out her hair, him tearing out her old gray locks and throwing them to the ground, saying, "Son, oh son, what have you done? You're off to Charleston town." There's a girl in Boston City, and one that I love well. If ever I gain my liberty, along with her I'll dwell. I'll quit all my night walking, bad company I will shun. Quit going out on the streets at night, to drinking down the rum. Now who have your liberty, pray keep it if you can, and don't go out on the streets at night to break the laws of man. For if you do, you soon will find yourself like me, serving out your 21 years in the penitentiary.
Boston Burglar.
This song is called "The Little Shirt My Mother Made For Me." I learned this song from a cousin of mine years ago. Let me tell you of the day that I was born. It was on a cold and frosty autumn morn. The doctor said I was a chubby chap, and then my nurse, she took me on her lap. She bathed me all over, I remember. After powder puffing me, you see, she put me in a cradle near the window, in the little shirt my mother made for me. Now when I first wore my knickerbocks, they felt so funny after wearing frocks. I didn't like the clothes that I was wearing, so I pulled them off and threw them down, you see, and started walking home so brave and daring in the little shirt my mother made for me. Then to school I had to go. I didn't like my teacher, you must know. And when I played the truant quite so dear, my teacher, she said, "Sonny, you come here." With a big stick she beat around upon me. There was no mistake about my pedigree, for she left a map of Ireland painted on me, neath a little shirt my mother made for me. When I was on my holidays, to the bright sunny ocean I did gaze. The water looked so good that for a swim I thought that I would go. I waded out, but in a moment, oh my goodness, oh, all the girls on the beach, they were staring, and some were taking pictures I could see. It was very good for me that I was wearing the little shirt my mother made for me. Did you ever hear it like? This song is called The Haunted Wood. I learned this from my brother's wife's brother. He played it on a guitar and sang this song many years ago. In olden times I knew a river. It flowed between two mountain walls, and the place from where it started flowed the famous Haunted Falls. On the bosom of this river glided many a light canoe, with the sunbeams dancing on them while the sun was shining through. On the banks there lived a white man with his wife and babies three, and for many days the forest echoed back their shouts of glee. Till one bright day, for food the father to a little town had gone, left his wife and little babies for a little while alone. Hark the sound of tramping horses, while the mother turned in fright, just in time to draw the door bolt when two Indians came in sight. Then she seized and kissed her babies, bid them neither speak nor cry, hid them in a secret closet. Then she nerved herself to die. With one angry thrust, the captain broke the bar from way the door. He beheld the fainted woman where she sank upon the floor. Then he hollered to his comrades, who had seized a heavy stick, "Come lend a hand, we'll drown this woman. Waste no time, I say, be quick." They laughed loud in bright derision, drug her roughly from the floor, took her by the long brown trusses, "Come, let's drag her to the shore." There they sang and danced around her, heeded not her pitiful cry, hurled her to the rocks below them. There in agony she died. It was revenge that they had wanted, and revenge that they had found. For they burned the sleeping babies and the cabin to the ground. Now an old man wanders lonely to the place his cabin stood, and the people of this village call that place the Haunted Wood. Is that any good? This song is called Mary of the Wild Moor. It's a very old song. The first I ever heard of that song was my grandfather and my mother singing that song. I don't know which sang it first, or first I ever heard, grandpa or mom, but they both sang it. And it's very old, so here it goes. It was on one cold winter's night, as the wind blew across the wild moor, poor Mary came wandering home with her babe, till she came to her own father's door. Oh, father, dear father, she cried, come down and open the door, or this child in my arms, it will perish and die by the winds that blow across the wild moor. But the old man was deaf to her cries. Not a sound of her voice reached his ears. But the watchdog did howl, and the village bell tolled, and the wind blew across the wild moor. But how must the old man have felt when he came to the door in the morn? Poor Mary was dead, but the child was alive, closely clasped in its dead mother's arms. Half frantic he tore his gray hair, and the tears down his cheeks they did pour, saying, this cold winter's night she perished and died by the winds that blow across the wild moor. The old man in grief pined away, and the child to its mother went soon. And no one, they say, has lived there to this day, and the cottage to ruin has gone. Yet the villagers point out the spot where the willows droop over the door, saying there Mary died, a young village bride, by the winds that blow across the wild moor. There, Mary of the Wild Moor. Huh? This song is called The Ghost of the Peanut Stand. I learned this song many years ago from my mother. It's real old. Come all young men and gather around and listen to my ditty. I'll tell you of an Irish girl who lived in London City. Her name it was Miss Biddy McGee. She's known both near and far. She kept a little peanut stand to supply the railroad car. She fell in love with a nice young man. His name was Tommy Urine. Tommy Urine was a nice young man, but his notions was very queer. He beat St. Patrick on 45, a plan for lager beer. When Biddy's mother heard of this, she swore vengeance against the man. Swore if ever Biddy kept his company again, she'd break up that peanut stand. This took effect on Miss Biddy McGee. She went quite out of her head. This took effect on Miss Biddy McGee, and the poor girl, she dropped dead. Biddy's mother was haunted after that by the ghost of a peanut stand. In front came Tommy Urine, marching along, a-holding Betty's hand. And right behind came marching along the ghost of a peanut stand. This song is called The Old Armchair. I don't know who I first heard sing this song. It's been a long time ago since I heard it, but I committed to memory what I know of it. My grandmother, she, at the age of 93, one day in May was taken ill and died. And after she was dead, the will, of course, was read by a lawyer as we all stood by his side. To my brother it was found she had left £100. To my sister the same, I declare. But when it came to me, the lawyer, he said, see, she has left to you her old armchair. How my brother and sister laughed, how they tittered, how they mocked, saying, you will find it useful, I declare. When you settle down for life, take an old girl for your wife, you can then sit in your old armchair. On a cold and stormy night, when the fire is burning bright, you can then sit in your old armchair. What my brother said was true, for in a year or two, strange to say, I settled down in married life. I never abroad with roam, but each night would stay at home and be seated in my old armchair. One day the chair fell down, I picked it up and found the seat had fallen out upon the floor. And there, to my surprise, and right before my eyes, was at least £10,000 or more. When my brother heard of this, this fellow, I confess, went nearly mad with rage and tore his hair. But I only said to him, now listen to me, Jim, don't you wish you had the old armchair? Did you ever hear it like that? You've heard it though, haven't you? You ready? This song is called The Thing They Call the Wheel. This is about a cowboy on a cattle ranch and his boast of the many skills that he had and the many things he could do. I can take the wildest bronco in the tough old woolly west. I can ride him, I can break him, let him do his level best. I can handle any cattle, whoever wore a coat of hair. And I've had a lively rustle with a Tarnell grizzly bear. I can rope and throw the longhorn of the wildest Texas brand, and in Indian disagreements I can play a leading hand. But at last I got my master, and he surely made me squeal when the boys got me a straddle of a thing they call the wheel. It was at the Eagle Ranch on the Brazos where I met with that contrivance that upset me in the dust. A tenderfoot had brought it, a wheeling all the way from the Sunrise End of Freedom to the San Francisco Bay. He tied up at the ranch for to get outside a meal, never thinking we would monkey with the thing they call the wheel. Arizona Jim begun it when he said to Jack McGill, there was fellas forced to limit bragging on their riding skill. And he ventured the admission the same fella that he meant was a very handy critter far as riding broncos went. But he's find himself a-facing to a different kind of deal if he threw his leather leggings against the thing they call the wheel. Such a slam against me, my talent made me hotter than a mink. And I swore that I would ride him for amusement or for chink. And 'twas nothing but a plaything for kids and such about. And they had their IDs shattered if they'd lead the critter out. They held it while I mounted, and the word was give to go. The shove they gave to start me, it was not unreasonably slow. Oh, how them punchers bawl, stay on her, Uncle Bill. Stick your spurs in her, puncher, turn her muzzle up the hill. But I never made an answer, I just let them fellers squeal. I was building reputation on that thing they call the wheel. Now, friends, let me tell you how I sure split the Texas air. The wind had made whip crackers of my same old canthe hair. I pulled up on the handles, but I couldn't check her up. I sawed and yanked and hollered, but I couldn't get her stopped. Then a sort of a thinker in my brain began to steal. The devil held a mortgage on the thing they call the wheel. I've a dim and hazy remembrance of the stop, with the world a-going round and the stars all tangled up. Then there came an intermission, and it lasted till I found I was lying at the ranch with the boys all gathered round. A doctor was a-sewing on the skin where it was ripped. Old Arizona whispered, "Well, old boy, I guess you're whipped." I told him I was busted from sombrero down to heel. He just grinned and said, "You ought to see the thing they call the wheel." I think I left one little bit out where it was sort of comprehended. It's down the hill we went. There was bound to be a smash up that I couldn't well prevent. That was part of it. But this is a kind of a sort of a funny song. I know just a little bit of it. I don't know it all. So I learned it years ago. I heard my mom sing this song years ago when we used to work on them farms. "Well," said the crawfish crawling along, "if I was a young man, I'd court strong. I'd do just like the old folks say, court all night and sleep all day." "Well," said the woodpecker pecking on a tree, "once I courted a fair lady. She proved false and from me fled. Ever since my head's been red." This song is called Molly Bender. I heard my mother sing this years ago. "Molly Bender went walking when the shower was on. She crept under a peach tree to shelter from a storm. As Jimmy was hunting, he walked in the dark. He shot at Molly Bender and missed not his mark. When he came to her and seen she was dead, a fountain of tears in her bosom he shed. Jimmy ran home with his gun in his hand, saying, 'Uncle, dear uncle, Molly Bender I've killed. With her apron pinned around her, I taken her for fun. I shot and I killed her, and her name's Molly Bond.' Up stepped Jimmy's father, his locks very gray, saying, 'Stay at home, Jimmy, don't you run away. Stay at home, Jimmy, till your trial draws near. Then the laws of your country will then bring you clear.' On the day of Jimmy's trial, Molly's ghost did appear, saying, dear Jimmy, go clear. With my apron pinned around me, you take me for fun. You shot and you killed me, and my name Molly Bond. Is that the way you knew it? Something new.